Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Mike Catalana, 13 Wham Sports and the Buffalo Plus podcast, joining us as we get ready to kick off training camp from St. John Fisher College once again. Mike, thanks for being on with us. It's got to be an exciting time around there. The buzz, we know there's Bills buzz. It goes all the way to Rochester and beyond, too. How excited do people get around this time of year to have the Bills in town?
Well, you know, thanks for having me on, guys. It's unique for me. Now, I am technically not on campus at the moment. I live across the street from campus, so I'm around this all the time. So I literally walk to practice when the Bills are here. So I see it building up. I would say that fans in Rochester, I mean, we have a ton, obviously, that are season ticket holders that go and have loved having camp here. And obviously it has ramped up over the last, you know, 6-7 years, kind of coinciding with number 17 joining the team. And the excitement is high. The biggest thing is, you know, people want to go. And just like a lot of fans in Buffalo, it's tough to get a ticket to this thing. So I think that's the biggest thing for people is like, you got tickets. Can you help me get tickets? How do we get in the place? And that's a nice problem for the Bills to have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been covering the Bills for such a long time. Mm. You can remember, right, the way it used to be a long time ago. I mean, they couldn't give tickets away, right?
Yeah. And I appreciate the way you said just such a long time. But I'll give you the exact years. It's 38 camps for me this year. So I started out going to Fredonia, which was fun. But, like, it was a few reporters and a few people who would, you know, come by, and they would just go and go. Double sessions, they go on forever. When they brought the camp here, a lot of excitement. People were excited to go. But if you remember, the only tickets you needed were for the night practices. And the rest of the time, people could just go. And they made a big deal about those night practices. They would do 3 or 4, maybe even more, when they were here longer. But that part has changed greatly. And it really is the case. And I know they tried to change some stuff. And I know people get frustrated with how the tickets go out in the lottery. But I think they felt like, hey, they got to put it out that way. And I tried for my family and other friends who asked me for tickets. I didn't get any through the lottery. But people who had asked me said, never mind, I got tickets through the lottery. So it works out for some and not for others.
Yeah, it is just wild to see how that's changed over a few short years from everybody going there or if they want to, whenever, to the ticket lottery and that kind of crush. Well, for people who are heading into the Rochester area, I mean, what's there to enjoy and do? What's like on your Rochester to-do list or maybe Rochester to-eat list for people from this area who might not make it down the 90 all that often?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on what you would like to do. Like, if there are places you wanna go, if you're gonna be here a few days and you wanna hang out in the Pittsford area, you know, you'll hear the players talk about it on a fun thing. You would say, you know, go out to Pittsford Dairy. You might have to wait a little bit because it'll be mobbed. That's a ice cream place right up the road, basically, from training camp. And then in Rochester, there is a lot of great restaurants you can go to. You know, you can go in the Park Avenue area if you can get a table. A place called Vern's is fantastic Italian food. You can go to Red, which is a high-end dining experience. And then there is all kinds of, you know, what I would consider more casual places in both the downtown Rochester area, the Fairport area, which is about 10 minutes from where you are in camp, is a great place to go for restaurants, bars, live music. That's really picked up in the last 5 or 6 years. So plenty of places to go. And then the National Museum of Play, Children's Museum of Play, is downtown. If you have your kids, it is an unbelievable experience to go there, you know, especially maybe after you've gone to camp, maybe in an afternoon. That's also a great place, you know, non-food related, though I think you can get something to eat while you're there.
Great ideas there. Thank you for that. What is the perspective right there among fans about having Hard Knocks there? That is a big difference this year.
Yeah, you know, we did a piece for our podcast with Pat Harris, who is the director of Hard Knocks. He's actually a Rochester guy, went to Penfield High School, so he's coming back home. I would tell Bills fans this. The guy directing the show is a big Bills fan. He is open about it. He says it's been nice to be able to tell everybody, yes, I'm a Bills fan, and I'm here for camp. I say that only, you know, there's always a little trepidation, right? If you've watched Hard Knocks, sometimes they're showing things that, you know, wouldn't normally get out, as we know from maybe the New York Giants last year. But the result of it is the Giants had an ability to say, don't put that out. I mean, the teams do have final say in that case. I look at it the opposite way. I think the players are very excited about Hard Knocks. I think, you know, guys like Deion Dawkins, they're going to have a ball with it. I think you're going to see things. Listen, I said to you all these years of covering camp, I'm going to be seeing things that I've never been able to see before. We're not permitted in certain rooms, certain places, under certain conversations. I mean, they have robotic cameras in meeting rooms. So it'll be very interesting to see. I can guarantee you everybody who's going to camp is going to want to watch, and maybe some to see if you make it on the show. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a positive. This team has got a lot of guys who know what they're doing. I think they've been told, listen, don't do anything or say anything that would embarrass the team. But then again, they tell them that just when they're talking to us. So I'm saying this now, but I think it's going to be a great thing for the Bills, and fans around the country are going to see this team in a different light, or maybe even just a more advanced light than what they've seen in the past.
All the buzz of the last 24 hours has been about the uniforms, Mike. Okay. I've been trying not to be a Debbie Downer on this. I think I've done a pretty good job this morning. Susan would agree with me, I'm sure. but I got to ask you, you've been covering the team for a long time. What's your favorite Bills uniform or uniform era?
Yeah, honestly, I kind of like their current era. The one I can just say that my least favorite was during the drought when they went with those USFL-looking jerseys when, like, Drew Bledsoe was here. I actually have a jersey that they gave me. I was doing something for the team. I mean, they were pretty ugly. It didn't look like Bills. In fact, they debuted those uniforms. I remember emceeing the ceremony and with T.O., who was here, when they were talking about the new uniforms. I like the clean looks myself. And listen, if it's red helmets for a game or, you know, when they wear the red, I don't mind that as changes, but I like their classic looks. I like the cleaner looks. I like the white shirts and the white jerseys and the white helmets. But, fans get excited. And I know everybody's been clamoring for the red helmets. And right now it's just going to be that game, the last game of the year. The hope is you see Josh Allen playing very little with the red helmet, that he's just taking a snap and then going to sit down because the Bills have clinched the number one seed. But I think it's fun. To me, it's never been about the uniforms. It's been more about the games. I guess, like I said, I know the ones I don't like more than the ones I like the most.
That's interesting. But it's so funny how people love to talk about this.
Sticks with us for sure. Well, hey, Mike, thanks so much. Enjoy the short walk to training camp.
Yeah, you are lucky.
Covering for another year.
I made years and years and years of trips of down the thruway, and I love coming to Buffalo and Orchard Park, but it's nice to have them in my neighborhood for a little while.
Yeah, has to be. Mike Catalana with 13 Wham! The Buffalo Plus podcast joining us live on WBEN.